I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love: books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving or cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Live Wire podcast. My name is Luke Burbank. I am your host of both the LiveWire radio show and this thing, the podcast version of the show. Now, what is the difference, you might be asking yourself? Great question. I'm not sure. No, actually, I've got some notes in front of me that I want to tell you about the ways that the LiveWire podcast is changing a little bit and some fun stuff that we are going to start doing. We're going to start reading your emails and playing voicemails if you leave them for us, and just generally making this a place where you can actually hear the LiveWire radio show that went out on the radio each week, plus some extra content. There is a phone number that you can now call. The number is 803-597-2346. That could also be translated to 803-LW-RADIO. I am told that that 803 area code is in Columbia, South Carolina. So hello to any of our listeners in South Carolina. I do not know why we, a Portland, Oregon public radio variety show, have a South Carolina area code on our voicemail, but we do. And again, it's 803 LiveWire Radio, 803-LW Radio. We would love to hear from you. It's really fun doing a public radio variety show. We love getting to talk to the folks in Portland who come out to see us do the show live. I always have a fun time chatting with them, hearing their thoughts on the show, etc. But if you're one of the many, many thousands of other people who listen to the show around the country, either on the radio or by way of this here podcast, we haven't really had a great mechanism for talking to you, and now we do. So the email address to email me about any thoughts you have on the show. You loved something, you did not love something, you want to correct me or one of the guests if a mistake was made. I mean, that's a common experience, right? When you're driving down the road listening to the radio or sitting at home listening to the podcast and the host gets a fact wrong or misdescribes something, it can be maddening. I've yelled at my iPhone and at the radio many times in my life. We don't want you to feel that way. So if you want to email us with corrections, encouragements, anything that comes to mind, whatever you want to share with us by way of email, you can do it at heyluke@livewireradio.org. And you can also call us and leave us a voicemail message by calling South Carolina. The phone number is 803-597-2346. Okay, so there's that. Here's another thing to tell you about. The actual episode of LiveWire you are about to hear, which we titled Rebel Rebel. This was, I think, one of the best episodes of LiveWire I have ever been a part of. Now, I know I'm kind of setting the bar pretty high there, so hope I didn't just jinx us. But the guests that came through, we had Paul F. Tompkins there. And we had Tim Egan, who wrote a book called The Immortal Irishman. And then we had Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers playing some music. And we also had our friend Bree Pruitt, hilarious Portland comedian. And just the energy in the room, the folks there witnessing the show at Mississippi Studios in Portland were just on fire as a crowd. The guests were amazing. There was a moment at the end of the Paul F. Tompkins interview where we started talking about what comedy really means. And I will tell you that that it was one of the more meaningful things I've heard someone say on our show in a long time. And I hope you'll listen through the whole podcast and get to hear Paul and also Tim and Bree and Patterson. We've got an extra song, by the way, from Patterson Hood. See, this is the cool thing about listening to the podcast. We often can't fit everything into the radio version of the show because we're supposed to go an hour. And if we go like an hour and 20 minutes, we end up, you know, interrupting 15 minutes of an Irish music show or something, depending on what they're playing in your local town. And you don't want to get on the wrong side of the Irish music enthusiasts. You do not want to mess with them. So we have to make the show 1 hour, but when we're doing this here podcast, we can go as long as we want, and we will. And we're going to bring you stuff that didn't make it into the radio show, like this week, our chat with Bree Pruitt, who was very confused about the theme of the show, which I've already mentioned was Rebel Rebel. She got something totally different in her head. You'll get to hear that. And Patterson Hood played two very powerful songs. And these were not like kind of feel-good Saturday night, stomp your feet, have a beer songs necessarily. They were important songs. They were songs that talk about real stuff happening in our modern day world. And they were things that I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think you're going to hear on a lot of other radio shows or even podcasts. So I'm glad you're going to get to hear both of Patterson's songs. That is all coming up right about now when we get started with this edition of Livewire. Take it away, Luke. Oh, that's me.
From PRI, Public Radio International, it's
Livewire!
Recorded in front of a live audience in Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon, it's Livewire with comedian Paul F. Tompkins, author Tim Egan, music from Patterson Hood, and our fabulous house band. And now, the host of Livewire, America's foremost rebel without a clue, Luke Burbank!
Thank you very much, Jason Rouse. Thanks to our house band. Thanks for being here, everybody, at Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon. The theme this week is Rebel Rebel, which will make more sense as the show kind of unfolds. I was a bit of a rebel rebel when I was a kid. When I was very young, a toddler, I'm told that I would just scream for no reason, just at random times. Not like crying, but just blood-curdling, apropos of nothing, shrieks for a long time. And the church that my parents went to was very filled with the Spirit. And one of the members, a very elderly woman, told them that it was because I was demonically possessed. And they needed to get the demon out of me. And my parents, to their credit, kind of pushed back on that. And we did not have the exorcism, which I still appreciate to this day. But the thing is, I don't know if it's because it was the 70s or because of how my parents are wired, but they didn't seem really that insulted by someone telling them that their son had a demon living inside of him. They sort of politely declined. And like, can you imagine trying to tell a Portland parent in 2016 that their child is demonically possessed? Like, hi, it's Bailey from the Montessori school. We need to talk about Atticus. There's something very serious going on, and yes, more serious than the nut allergy. It's I was a pretty rebellious student. I was kicked out of middle school. The high school that I went to literally shut down after my junior year, which was the same year that I got someone pregnant. I do not think those events were related, but I can't be sure. And it would seem like an amazing thing if an entire school pretended to shut down just so one student wouldn't come back the next year. Like everyone's hiding in the biology room with the lights out. Into my 20s, I still was pretty rebellious. I would get into it with people, even into my 30s. Just a lot of problems with authority and people telling me things I didn't want to hear. And I'm happy to say that I feel like I've started to get some sort of handle on it. I've been to a lot of therapy. And the thing that I have been trying to focus on is mindfulness, right? Is like in the moment when I'm having a feeling, taking a moment to, as they would say, attend to myself. And also just kind of, if I told you the actual thing that I think about when I'm mad, you would never stop laughing through the next two public radio shows airing after this one. This was not something I was planning on talking about, by the way, but the idea of attending to yourself is... Cancel the rest of the show. Sorry, guys. Attending to yourself is this idea that when you're in a moment and you're feeling a lot of feels, there's something probably going on with you, and it might be worth checking in with yourself, saying, hey, why am I feeling this way? And what I imagine in that moment when I'm really mad is a little dog named Luke, and I pet him. That is... You couldn't make that up because it's insane person talk. But, you know, I do think, by my standards anyway, I've been slightly improving. There's one area, though, that I have not been able to fully control myself, and that is at the airport. Because I hate dumb little rules that I know aren't really doing the thing they're supposed to accomplish, like not being allowed to listen to music when the plane takes off. Because that's one of my favorite things. I like to listen to my tunes, look out the window. It's a whole moment for me. And I would be in this cat and mouse game with the flight attendant. She would be walking by, I would take the earbuds out, and then when she would go...
Dear Livewire, when we first met, I was really shy. I had no idea we'd spend so much time together or that you'd be one to fill my heart with joy and make me want to be a better person. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here. I was busy reading a review from one of our many, many rapturously smitten listeners. Oh, wait, actually, no, sorry. This is from Elena. Anyway, the point is, it would be really helpful if you wanted to leave us a review. Feel free to say really nice things about us, and we'll even read them now and then on the show. So you might hear your review of Livewire read on the program itself. Reviews help other people hear about the show, and then we can keep doing this for a long, long time because we love having this job. Thank you so much if you've left a review, and if you're about to leave a review, you can go ahead and do it right where you get the podcast.